Imagine having a powerful computer inside your head that's been programmed to make you fail. That's essentially what happens when your self-image, your mental picture of who you are, becomes negative. In Psycho-Cybernetics, plastic surgeon Maxwell Maltz reveals his groundbreaking discovery. Changing a person's physical appearance often didn't improve their life until their internal self-image changed too. This insight led him to develop a system that applies cybernetics, the science of self-regulating systems, to the human mind. Think of your brain as a sophisticated guidance system that can be reprogrammed for success rather than failure. The most remarkable aspect? Your nervous system cannot distinguish between vividly imagined experiences and real ones, meaning you can literally reprogram your mind through visualization and mental rehearsal. This explains why athletes who mentally practice shooting baskets improve almost as much as those who physically practice, and why your beliefs about what's possible for someone like you determine your outcomes more than your actual abilities. Your self-image operates as an autopilot, guiding your actions and decisions without conscious awareness. What determines your outcomes isn't your desires, but what your self-image believes possible. Consider the woman with muscular dystrophy who wrote to Dr. Maltz. Despite being told she had less than a year to live at age 10 and enduring numerous operations that fused her ankle joints, she became a medical phenomenon by walking and driving. Not through supernatural means, but by refusing others' imposed limitations. True fulfillment comes from becoming what Maltz calls a professional human being, mastering not just career skills, but the art of living itself. Take Mr. Williams, a 27-year-old who, despite standing 6'3", felt 3 inches tall internally. His childhood abandonment issues created fear of failure, but through therapy he discovered his core problem was lack of self-respect. By forgiving himself and his absent father, he transformed his relationships and work. Unlike animals with fixed instincts, humans possess a versatile guidance system addressing emotional and spiritual needs. This mechanism doesn't set goals, our conscious mind does, but helps achieve them by accessing stored knowledge. To transform your self-image, recognize its current state, set realistic goals, discover and overcome shortcomings, and commit to creative pursuits. View mistakes as feedback, not failure, and focus on who you want to become rather than past setbacks. Imagination is your mind's most powerful tool, one that can either create success or ensure failure. It's not just for daydreaming, but the engine driving real achievement. Consider Pierre, a piano teacher suffering from tension and insomnia due to lifelong negativity. His doctor encouraged him to come downstairs, metaphorically, instead of hiding from life. Pierre began healing by composing music that symbolized his gradual progress, eventually creating a piece called Downstairs after learning to use his imagination productively. This transformative power works universally. Chess masters defeat opponents by playing mentally. Salespeople succeed by rehearsing difficult scenarios. Musicians practice compositions mentally, and athletes visualize perfect performance before competing. Dr. Maltz transformed his own medical school experience when anxiety ruined his oral exams despite excelling at written ones. His breakthrough came from imagining answering questions as if writing them down, changing everything. What are you visualizing? Success or failure? Your mind cannot differentiate between real experiences and vividly imagined ones. To harness imagination effectively, practice creative visualization daily. Imagine yourself succeeding and feeling the emotions of success. Win the battle in your mind before winning in the external world. Have you ever told yourself, "I'm too old, I don't have the right connections, or I'm not talented enough to pursue your dreams?" These aren't facts. They're hypnotic suggestions creating self-fulfilling prophecies. Florence, a 37-year-old church soloist, dreamed of singing professionally but remained paralyzed by self-doubt. She believed she was too old, lacked connections, and couldn't hit high notes. Her doctor diagnosed this as negative self-hypnosis. 7 months after dehypnotizing herself, Florence returned transformed, singing beautifully with a full range. We operate on beliefs rather than reality. When we adopt negative ideas about ourselves, from others' opinions or unfavorable comparisons, we become hypnotized to act accordingly. The key insight, we are neither inferior nor superior, but unique individuals. To dehypnotize yourself, recognize your power to change negative beliefs, stop trying to be what you're not, abandon the pursuit of superiority, focus on keeping up with yourself rather than others, and release unnecessary fears. Remember that all habits are forms of daily hypnosis. Self-confidence is creative hypnosis, while fear is negative hypnosis. Success without inner peace is merely an empty display. The truly successful individual feels tranquility in their bloodstream despite external pressures. Bill, a tense college sophomore, struggled with social anxiety around women. His perfectionism made him fear rejection. His doctor advised him to befriend himself and focus on giving his best rather than dwelling on anxieties. 6 months later, Bill reported feeling calmer on dates by focusing on being nice to his companion rather than on his own insecurities. Stress stems from over-reliance on conscious thinking. After making decisions, we must unclamp our mental machinery and trust our success mechanism. Creative ideas emerge automatically, not through forced effort. Notice how your best ideas come when relaxed, in the shower, while walking, or before sleep. That's your success mechanism working when your conscious mind steps aside. Relaxation requires deliberate practice. An open hand instead of a clenched fist. A smile instead of a frown. Accept others' weaknesses to tolerate your own. Assert your right to tranquility and stand firm against daily tensions. Live in the now, developing habits of relaxation rather than despair. Self-discovery breaks the invisible walls confining your personality, preventing stagnation and inner death. Raphael, once an unhappy math teacher, transformed by recognizing his connection to humanity and abandoning self-perfectionism. By understanding his true needs and others, he found purpose in pursuing medicine. Success-type personalities effectively handle reality while achieving meaningful goals. Success represents sense of direction. Worthwhile objectives prevent feeling lost. Understanding, we respond to our interpretation, not reality itself. Courage, action is essential. Compassion, genuine respect for others. Esteem, false humility is no virtue. Self-confidence, built on past achievements. And self-acceptance, acknowledging both weaknesses and strengths. Life inevitably brings crises. The key difference between those who crumble versus rally is learned coping skills. Crisis management includes mastering techniques during calm periods, responding positively rather than fearfully, and maintaining perspective. For creative living, use your first hour productively. Redirect negative feelings. Encourage others to encourage yourself. Grow daily as a person. Adjust to pressure while pursuing victory. Creative living requires effort. Worthwhile goals fuel imagination. Forgiveness enables relaxation. Happiness comes from within, and confidence is as learnable as frustration. Success means achieving 65% of your goals, championship level. Make today your masterpiece by adjusting your self-image and moving toward goals. Your mind is sophisticated technology. Program it for success, not failure. You're always just one thought away from transforming your life experience.